Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Exchange Stabilization Fund was established at the Treasury Department with the Gold Reserve Act 85 years ago. This act also revalued gold to $35 per ounce. $2 billion of the paper profits from this price change were allocated to the ESF. The ESF was specifically authorized right from the start to manipulate the price of gold. All declassified documents confirm that the federal government manipulated gold's price ever since the 1930s. Yet the federal government claims that it does not now manipulate the price of gold. Don't believe it. If the federal government were not rigging the price of gold, then why did a third U.S. government's primary trading partner recently plead guilty to such manipulation? Over the past 2 years, Deutsche Bank and J.P. Morgan Chase pled guilty to manipulating precious metals prices over a multiple-year period. They paid fines. At least one trader entered a plea bargain and is awaiting sentencing for these crimes. At the end of June, the Department of Justice issued a news release that the Merrill Lynch Commodities subsidiary of U.S. government primary trading partner Bank of America had pled guilty to manipulating precious metals prices for 6 years ending in 2014. The bank will pay a multi-million dollar fine, but will not itself be subject to criminal charges. However, at least two Bank of America employees face criminal charges for their actions in helping to rig gold and silver prices. You may say that these three convictions do not prove the U.S. government, as authorized under an 85-year-old law, is currently involved in manipulating precious metals prices. Technically, that is true. However, declassified government documents verify that the feds have manipulated gold and silver prices for more than 60 years. So why suddenly stop? And why would three U.S. government primary trading partners plead guilty to recently engaging in such price manipulation? In a global financial environment where there has been rampant government and central bank manipulation of interest rates, foreign currency exchange rates, and stock prices, why would the U.S. government now suddenly stop rigging gold and silver prices? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.